Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens take on the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday. First time these two have got it on this year. First AFC North opponent that the Pittsburgh Steelers have faced. Ravens 7-3 on the year, 3-2 on the road. Pittsburgh 7-2 on the year, 3-1 at home. And we know what the Baltimore Ravens do well. We know what the Pittsburgh Steelers do well. Ed Norris, it's the keys to the victory for the Baltimore Ravens.
Secondary's got to get the poop in one bag, man. You can't just, you know, let them run it. Well, you know, I'd like to say something else. Yeah, get their F's together.
Whose bag?
Huh?
There's a bag for poop?
Yes.
Okay.
Got to get it together. I don't care who you're playing. The Steelers are going to be problematic if you're going to continue to do this. You know, and then by this, I mean all the things they've been doing as far as, you know, just looking totally confused in the secondary. I don't understand what's going on at all. Pickens can light you up. And the tight end as well, Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's another problem because we can't seem to cover tight ends or running backs.
And they're waiting in Pittsburgh for him to have that big game. Yeah. He hasn't had it this year.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be the problem. I'm not worried about Najee Harris. You know, the rushing defense take care of that.
Worry more about him as a pass catcher than a runner.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah. That's true. He's just 17 catches this year. You know, they use him a lot. So I think it's like being Captain Obvious here, but they've got to get their pass defense in order.
Jimmy Garr.
Yeah, look, I think the Ravens are going to score some points. We've talked about this. You and I kind of agree that I think this game ends up going under for some reason, but it's kind of hard to get away from it with the Ravens games typically, and you see these fast-scoring moments where it's like they just scored 3 touchdowns in 8 minutes, you know, can really change things quickly. I don't think the Steelers are going to be able to run the football. I was on a Pittsburgh station yesterday, and they go, how do you think Russell Wilson's going to fare against this Ravens secondary? And I went, Gardner Minshew beat him up. Dak Prescott stinks. He beat him up, yeah. You know, in the second half. You start looking at some of these other players that have...
Prescott lit them up.
Yeah.
Almost came back and won. If that game was 5 minutes longer, they would have lost.
Like, I'm so interested to see what Joe Burrow does against the Chargers defense this week.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You know, because he hasn't looked great this year. I know he's been playing better, but their offense looks totally different. If T. Higgins is playing this week, maybe it's different for them, but I feel the same way going into this game, that Russell Wilson's still going to be able to put up points against this Ravens defense.
I think getting to Russell Wilson, bringing him down, that's the key. Getting to him and bringing him down. Doing it often, too. I mean, Joe gave us the stats earlier. We talked about it earlier. And we've talked about it for weeks, Ed. The Ravens have a lot of sacks in total. But Joe brought up the numbers. They give it up almost 50% conversion, with 46% conversion on third down, which is 30th in the league. So how can you have so many sacks in third down situations, but yet so bad on third down conversions? And like Jeremy said, because you can't get off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Teams get a lot of first downs before they get third downs. So I think the defense really has to step up. This defense is bad, man. Call it. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah, you can get sit and dissect the numbers all you want. You know what your eyes are telling you. And this defense is just not good enough. They're not. They don't get off the field. They don't make good plays in the secondary. And Roquan Smith has a ton of tackles, but how many of those tackles are 3 to 5 yards from the line of scrimmage? When he's giving up second and five, second and six. You know, we can't keep opponents off schedule, Jeremy. You know, we don't get too many second and eights, second and nines. You know, opposing offenses seem to stay on schedule against the ball.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens defense.
Steele's giving up a lot of sacks this year, too.
Yeah.
He's been sacked 21. Whoever's been playing has been sacked 24 times.
Well, you know, the other part of this, too, and we were just talking about the Ravens defense and the numbers they put up and third down conversion rates. They're not just giving up first downs on third downs. They give it up on first. They give it up on second.
Yeah.
They give up big plays. And it's not like these aren't difficult plays to make. We're not talking about a guy that's running a deep ball down the sideline. You got to throw it and hit him in stride. I'm talking point A to point B. This guy catches the ball and he just runs.
That long touchdown pass that
Jamar Chase.
First down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the first play of the series.
So, again, like...
And he didn't run a combination route. He didn't run a complex route. He just put his head down and went.
I think it was a blown coverage, or if you're scared, say you're scared. But, you know, like, again, this defense gives up big plays, so it doesn't matter if they're converting on first, second, or third down. And I think more teams are going to look at this now and seeing the success rate that teams have had against the Ravens and go for it on fourth down when it applies. Like, I'm not saying teams are going to be stupid and they're on their own 15 and going to go for it because it's fourth and short.
If I was at the 50, though.
Yeah. I think more teams are going to try it on the Ravens.
And I would throw.
For two reasons. You're scared of the offense and trying to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing that you have a pretty good shot of getting it because of how things have gone this year.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think another key is the obvious key we talk about so often. And that key is offense can't turn the ball over. Can't give Pittsburgh more opportunities than they're going to get naturally. Cannot turn the football over.
Well, you don't want to let somebody hang around, too. It'd be nice to get off to a fast start. I know the Ravens are typically a team that defers. I actually like what the Bucs were doing this year. Let's go out. Let's put our offense out there and make somebody chase us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that's the sole way to do it, but the Ravens have historically, and I understand it, score before the half, get
nice
the ball back.
It's nice to see, though, because now it's become more common for people just to defer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of interesting when teams do that.
I think there's a reason why, and I think teams should do that more against the Ravens.
I think the Ravens should be doing it more themselves.
Getting the ball first?
Yeah.
Yeah, with your offense.
You got that offense. Score first. Go down.
Get
a quick seven.
Dictate the pace of play. Yeah. I guess, like, in the coaches' minds, a lot of times you're going to look at it, you like getting the ball to start the second half because you essentially can set up the first half.
Totally get it. You could get two possessions back to back.
It's like getting a turnover, right?
Yeah, it's like getting a turnover. However, if you're going to put them, if you're going to defer and give the ball up against that pass defense, you're kind of really rolling the dice.
Losing field position.
Field position. They may score in the first drive.
What it means is you give them a chance to put you behind the sticks. You know what I mean? It could be third and and 17 or whatever because he got sacked on second down or whatever. Yeah. You don't want to give him a chance to put you behind the sticks.
Pretty sure Pittsburgh has no first drive touchdowns this season, but they have like five first drive field goals.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning, man. How are you?
Good. DGIF and PYT.
That's right, sir.
My score prediction is 33-28 Ravens. Go Ravens, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend, too, my friend. Let's go to Mike, who is in Harford County. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Good, man. I think, you know, the one thing with the Ravens, a lot of it is, and I know you've talked about it, is communication. If you look at that one play you just talked about, Chase, and if you watch Stevens, he's on the outside of him, totally facing him, protecting the outside, and he's running right with him, and he's looking for the inside for help. And that's happened multiple times. I heard a stat or something. We have more guys that have been catching passes open 7-8 yards than either ever before in the league. That first game against Kansas City when they had that wheel route to the rookie, he was open by 15 yards. Evans was open on that touchdown by about 7 yards, and they all looking at each other like, we're supposed to be. There was another play. I can't remember the game where they were they accented that they were looking around at each other, communication, everybody's in the wrong spot. And I think part of it is, if you look at Queen and Stone, how much more talent are we really missing than we had? And I think it's always talent, you know, number one, but communication is massive. You lose three guys' depth on the coaching staff for any team, it's going to be a problem when you put a rookie in there as a coach.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057.
People keep forgetting they brought in a veteran and nothing has changed. You bring in Dean Pease. Nothing looks different, though. And this is not his first week back.
I'm with you.
Hey, coach, am I back enough? No, further. Well, I'm going to be out of the end zone.
Yeah, keep going back. You got to give them room. A little further.
He's deeper than the average. Than any receiver.
Alan Laurel.
Well, coach, I'm in the third row. What do you want? How much further?
What's going on, Jeremy? What's going on, Rob?
What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm driving. I'm doing good, too, man.
How are you?
Good. Hey, so I'm giving my score prediction on the game, man. I think we win it. I think it's going to kind of be like a do you remember when T.J. Hushmanzada caught the game-winning touchdown back in 2010 with about 30 seconds left?
Remember, he dropped one in the end zone.
Oh, man, I don't want to think about that one. But honestly, I think it's going to come down to a close game. But the Ravens, Lamar is going to be, you know, vintage Lamar. Like, you know, get it in early. I mean, you know, hit the game winner, and we're just going to lay the smack that, you know, just like Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson said, we're going to lay the smack down on the black and yellow candy. I ain't going to say it, though, because we on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Al. Appreciate it, man. 410-583-1057.
Call me Al.
That's the number.
You can call me Betty.
World of Stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, our Week 11 picks. Jeremy, you got something for us, man?
Yeah, we're giving away Creed tickets. That's right. Hey, you take me higher.
Can I get some of these?
No. Maybe. We'll have to see. But we're giving away a pair, 410-583-1057. Call it now. Caller number 5. Get yourself a pair of tickets. CFG Bank, November 23rd. Boom. Roasted.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.